Les Darcy's first professional bout was in Maitland in 1911 when he was only 15. The photograph, top left, is one of the earliest taken of the young boxer. After that, he became so popular there were hundreds of photographs taken of the handsome young man. Of his many fights, Les Darcy's win against American Eddie McGaughty was one of the highlights of his career. In the centre are items telling the story of their bout. Coloured boxing postcards and photographs of Darcy and McGaughty promoted the event to be held in July 1915 at Baker's Stadium in Sydney. The match was billed as a world championship bout, and more than 15,000 spectators, including thousands who travelled from Newcastle and Maitland on special trains, crammed into the stadium to witness it. It was an intense 15 rounds in which Darcy deflected, with a grin, McGaughty's famous corkscrew punch, and ended with the American unable to defend himself against the 19-year-old Maitlander's powerful barrage. After the fight, Darcy received the small brick-shaped pendant from a fan. The brick is engraved with the words "McGaughty Knockout" on the front and "EJ Card to Les Darcy, one brick to another" on the back. Les Darcy's trainer and fellow Australian boxer Dave Smith was so proud of Darcy's win over McGaughty, he presented Darcy with the gold fob watch. The outer case of the watch is engraved with Darcy's initials, and inside are the words "From Dave Smith," as a memento of Les Darcy's brilliant victory over Eddie McGaughty, July 31, 1915. Dave Smith is depicted on the boxing card on the left. He came out of retirement in 1916 to face his young protege and improve his bank balance. The red booklet promotes one of his fights against Darcy. The large photo of a victorious Darcy in the ring tells the story of Dave Smith's defeat. After the McGaughty fight, thousands of small round lapel badges featuring Darcy's smiling face were distributed for sale and by donation, with proceeds going to the Red Cross. The badges were worn proudly by Australian fans, and many were posted to the boys fighting on the fronts of World War I. Les Darcy had become one of Australia's most famous sportsmen. The booklet, top right, holds particular poignancy in Les Darcy's story. It promotes the fight between Les Darcy and Australian boxer Harold Hardwick in February 1916, billed as a contest for the heavyweight championship of Australia. Darcy won, however, it was during this fight that Hardwick knocked out Darcy's front teeth. The teeth were reinstated by a dentist straight after the match, but it's believed this incident was the cause of Les Darcy falling ill and dying of blood poisoning in America just over a year later.